BBC News with Marion Marshall. Rescue teams in central Italy are racing against time in their search for survivors of the devastating earthquake which levelled three towns and left at least 250 people dead. Hundreds of others have been injured. The search has been hampered by powerful aftershocks. Reports from Syria say a deal has been agreed for rebel fighters and civilians in Daraya on the outskirts of Damascus to pull out after years of siege by pro-government forces. The government and the commander of one of the two main rebel groups say the evacuation will begin on Friday. The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has ordered the army to observe a definitive ceasefire with the FARC rebel group, a day after the two sides reached a deal to end decades of fighting. Mr. Santos said the ceasefire would take effect at midnight on Monday. A seaside restaurant has been attacked in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Police said a car bomb exploded outside the Benadir Beach Club in the Lido area. There was then an exchange of fire. Some reports say gunmen are inside the building. It isn't yet clear who carried out the attack. Kenyan athletes are finally on their way home from the Olympics after being stranded in a shanty town in Rio. Officials delayed their return journey because they were waiting for cheaper flights to become available. Scientists have found that more of the Earth's surface is covered by land than was the case 30 years ago, despite rising sea levels. Satellite images reveal that while vast areas that were once land are now submerged, even bigger areas of water have become land, especially in the Aral Sea in Central Asia. French officials say a cold and stormy spring, followed by a summer drought, are expected to push wine production down by almost 10% this year compared with last. The Champagne region is one of the worst affected, with the harvest expected to be down by about one-third. BBC News.